This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour. Gosh, final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're having fun, Chris. You wouldn't know anything about that. So we'll get to the trade jobs and stuff that I was talking about earlier, but I want to do this really quickly here. COVID, of course, is, well, they're trying to make it come back. They're doing the best they can.
So what I think people need to know is that I would just keep people on alert that when you're in those crowded spaces, think about the cough and the colds. And sometimes many people don't even have any symptoms. A mask can be your best friend. Keep it.
Your mask is stupid. Don't wear it. It's dumb. It's always been dumb. You look stupid when you wear it and it does nothing. So don't wear a mask. But beyond all that, I know you're going to think I'm going soft. Maybe I am going soft. Maybe it's the loss of my hair. Maybe I'm like Samson. I don't know what the deal is, but maybe I'm going soft. I do feel, on occasion, genuine sorrow for some of these people. This guy, maybe you've heard this already today, maybe you haven't. His name's Harold Ford Jr. He's a former Democrat representative. He went on TV today and he said something. Everyone's been mocking him all day long, and he just, don't get me wrong, he deserves to be mocked. Shame is underrated. This is the type of person who should be made fun of until he changes his ways. But just think how deep within the system you have to be, how deep in the world of make-believe you have to be to say things like this and not realize how you sound.
I think the message from is get the shot if you want. I
if
will.
If you want it,
don't,
go ahead.
Don't get it.
Where you're going to get another one.
I'll get, I won't wear a mask, but I'm going to get the shot.
You are? What number shot is this for you?
I've had it every so I'm due one in October. I had one in April.
How many? What's the total?
Bob, this will be my seventh.
Seventh shot.
And I've had COVID three times. Coming up.
I'm going to get my seventh COVID shot. And I've had COVID three times. I don't know him. I honestly don't know him from Adam. I make fun of him, be mad at him, laugh it off. Maybe he's a good dude. I don't know. But what level of insanity is that? I got vaccinated against this virus three times or seven times. And I've had the virus that I've been vaccinated against three times. What's the separation? These people really are slaves. I've called it the hive mind many, many times. But the people who attach themselves to the system, they really become slaves to it. where they, it's not just that they don't think, they don't want to think. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. Just tell them what to think, where to go, where to work, when to sleep, what mask to put on, what do I inject in my body? These people, it's not just that they don't think, they don't have any desire to think. That is so, gosh. All right, we're moving on. I got a Chick-fil-A this morning. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. Go to Chick-fil-A this morning, and maybe the worst thing in the world that could happen to someone like me is what happened to me. And I believe that God does this to me. If you ask the wife, actually, or my mother, they will tell you that God does this to me on purpose because he has a sense of humor. So what am I talking about? What kind of person am I? Well, here's the type of horrible person I am. If I am approaching an elevator and there's someone already on the elevator, instead of speeding up so I can catch the elevator, I will make sure I slow down so I don't have to catch the elevator and ride it with you. At the same time, if I'm on the elevator and you're coming towards the elevator, it's very clear you're going to ride the elevator, I should hit the door open button so you can get on. Unless you're a little old lady or something, I'll hit a button. I reach over and I start hitting the door close button as fast as possible. And then when the doors start closing, when you're looking at me, I always go, oh, dang it, I'm sorry, I can't get it open. Knowing full well I can just stick my hand through the door and the door will open back up. Well, that's too dangerous. I couldn't risk it. Guess you'll catch the next one. That's the kind of person I am. I don't like small talk. I don't want to talk about things. Plus, people are awkward with small talk, which makes it worse for me. It wasn't long ago when I got on the elevator here at the studio with the pizza. And the guy gets on me and he says, hey, it smells good. I said, ah, thanks. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? I obviously didn't make it. Thanks. I appreciate it. And then he says, can I have a slice? And he was just kind of joking, but it was a weird joke. And I just thought, you know, I just want to leave. Can I just get off? I'm going to get off here. I'm going to take the stairs. I'll walk. So that's the kind of person I am. This is going to come back to trade schools. Just stay with me. This morning, it was a long story. These freaking kids and their practice schedule. You have to drop this kid off at cross-country practice at 6:30. Then this kid has to go to this practice at 7. And the wife and I are driving all over God's creation before sun even comes up. And at one point I said, screw it. I'm not making any breakfast when I get home. I'm getting Chick-fil-A. I pull into Chick-fil-A. I order me a spicy chicken biscuit, hash browns, ranch to dip the spicy chicken biscuit in, and then some hot sauce for the hash browns and a little orange juice because orange juice is the greatest thing ever. And I pull up to the window. And of course, it's Chick-fil-A. He comes up, tells me, hi, how you doing? And then we wait because my food's not done. Only this isn't Taco Bell. If this was Taco Bell, God love them, he would have slammed the window closed, which probably would have been malfunctioning because it's Taco Bell, and then stepped about 6 inches from the window and probably fired up a joint right there in front of me before eating half my nachos, throwing them in my bag, opening up the window and chucking them in the car when it's done. But no, it had to be never-endingly polite Chick-fil-A where the dude at the drive-thru decided he wanted to talk. So he started talking, and he was actually a wonderful freaking kid, man. He was really a wonderful kid, and you could tell he was squared away. So anyway, yes, he did begin talking. What do you do? And I'm like, oh, what do you do? And we're talking back and forth. He ends up telling me he's going to trade school to be a welder. And I said, man, that's freaking awesome. Good for you. And he had just gotten done telling me, look, it was a long conversation, that he was a big Arkansas Razorbacks fan at college. And I said, well, man, you're a Razorbacks fan. Not going to Arkansas, not going to do that thing. He said, man, why? My buddy just graduated, just finished learning how to be a welder, starting out at 90 grand a year. In 2 years, he'll be making six figures. And he looked at me like I had three horns coming out of my head. And he said, why would I go to Arkansas? Why would I go spend 90 a year when I could go make 90 a year? And I saw this headline from Bloomberg actually today, right after that. Most U.S. college grads say trade skills bring better job security. Well, do you know why that is? Because we got lost in this. With all the other things we managed to lose in this country, we managed to lose this. We tell kids to go to college to find themselves and weird crap like that, which what kind of hippie garbage is that? What does that even mean, find yourself? Go find yourself at work. That's where you can find yourself. Anyway, go find yourself. And then we tell kids that if you just work hard and you get a good degree, you can have a good life. But what we missed in all that was this. Is there going to be a demand? What is the demand for the degree you're graduating with after spending all that much money? Now, I can't say with any certainty what this degree's demand is going to be or what that degree's demand is going to be. But you know what I can say with 1,000% certainty? 1,000%! That's way more than 100. 1,000% certainty. You know what I know? I know that air conditioning is still going to be in style next year. There's going to be a market for air conditioning. You know what? I know I'm the Oracle. You know I'm the Oracle. Hold on. I've got my crystal ball out. I'm looking into the future. I'm going to make a bold prediction. Chris, write this down. We'll see if I'm right. 10 years from now, you know what I think is going to still be big? Plumbing. Indoor plumbing. I bet you money. Mark it down right now. I know this is a bold prediction. 10 years from now, people are still going to want to have sinks and showers inside, and they're not going to want to use an outside toilet. They're going to want to go poopy and peepy inside the house. I know it's crazy, but if I was a plumber, I bet you I'd have pretty good job security for quite some time. This gentleman was going to go be a welder. I mean, he's only going to be a welder until they stop welding things together. Look, I know this old way of thinking is a way we have to break. This way of thinking, you gotta go to college to get a good job. That's freaking 1970s way of thinking. It is a different era now. That is a lie. No, you don't. You can go make a fortune and have a great life in the trades. Get some exercise while you're at it. Something to think about. Your call. You know what else I think about? Dead dogs. Now, what, Chris? I think about my own dead dogs. You do think, not all the time. I'm not trying to be, look, I didn't want them to die, okay? It's hard to bury your dog. It is. It sucks. It's freaking horrible. Everyone's gone through it. Either you got to take him down to the vet and put him down or passes away at the house. I want my dog, Fred, to be around being a big fluffy idiot like he is for as long as humanly possible. I want him playing with the kids on the floor for as long as humanly possible, cuddling with the wife whenever she needs it for as long as humanly possible. And the truth is, yes, Rough Greens has fixed Fred's digestive problems he used to have all the time. It's fixed his ear infections. If it hadn't done either of those things, I would still be giving Fred Rough Greens because I know it's delaying the day that I have to put that adorable dog down. That's the truth. Give your dog nutrition for the first time. Give your dog Rough Greens. Pour it on your dog's food and watch your dog come alive and stay alive. Roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free bag or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still can't believe Francis Suarez is backing out of the presidential race for the GOP primary. I was sure that he was going to take it. I thought he was right on the cusp of victory. Can't believe he's backing out after all that. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember that stupid question from the debate with the YAF kid? Young people are really scared about climate change. How will you ease my fears? More than 1,600 scientists, including two Nobel laureates, declare climate emergency a myth. So again, whether you're a kid, whether you're an adult, your misplaced fear is not an action item for me. But Jesse, what do I do about my fears about climate change? I don't know. Turn off the TV and close Instagram. Magically, your fears will disappear. You'd be amazed at how little you care about climate change when you get a job and some responsibilities. Good freaking grief. Jesse, can you please send me the recipe for the world famous smoked queso or posting it on Twitter? I tried looking. I couldn't find it. I want to make it for a party. Okay, once again, everyone knows about the world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers. What you may not know is I also make world-famous queso. Let's go through this real fast because I want to get to these emails between the DOJ and whatnot. One, you do not have to have a smoker, although it adds to the flavor. I smoke mine at 225. You can put it in the oven at 225. That'll be fine. Smoke it or oven it, 225. What do you put in the gigantic foil tray, the disposable tray? Velveeta. Velveeta and Gouda. I chunk up the Velveeta myself, not to brag, but I already buy the Gouda chunked up. Velveeta to Gouda ratio is 4 or 5 to 1, so make sure you're heavy on the Velveeta. Velveeta, Gouda. Fresh diced onions. They need to go in. A little can of diced jalapenos with the jalapeno juice. Pour it in. The diced pickled kind. Chorizo. Call it quarter of a pound, half a pound, however chorizo you want it. Put it in a frying pan. It's not going to brown up because it's chorizo. Just make sure it's cooked because it's generally pork chorizo. Dump it in the frying pan. A can, this is the part that's going to be very difficult for many of you to find, depending on where you are, of crushed chipotle peppers. Crushed chipotle peppers. Finally, 2 cans of cream of mushroom soup. Don't worry. Shut up about the mushroom soup, Chris. You don't get any mushroom from it. You're not going to have mushroom chunkies. You're not going to taste mushroom. It really has no flavor whatsoever. The cream of mushroom soup is to make sure that it's thinner. Otherwise, this bad boy gets thick. Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Speaking of thick, how about the lies told by the Biden administration? Exclusive emails. Weiss, that would be David Weiss, the special counsel, the now special counsel who's really digging into this Hunter Biden investigation. He colluded with the DOJ to thwart Congress. So he colluded with the DOJ to thwart Congress. So the DOJ, your Department of Justice, is working hand in hand with the special counsel who's working hand in hand with the White House to make sure the president's son gets off scot-free for crimes. In the meantime, Donald Trump's on his way to federal prison, even though I'm not sure he knows it.
They are serious about trying to put you in prison. Can I ask, will you and can you run a campaign from a jail cell?
Well, I don't think that's ever happening. We have a great case. Every case is a scam.
Glenn, it was Glenn Beck. Glenn knows. Glenn asked him. I hope that was just a bit of bravado from President Trump. I hope he's not under the impression the merits of the case have anything to do with anything at all. I hope he's not under the impression the quality of his attorneys even matters at all. I imagine he is. I imagine he knows what's up. Who knows? Hey, Jesse, what am I doing for 2024? Remember, I wanted what you're doing. I'm working on the voter rolls and going to be knocking on doors to harvest as many ballots as humanly possible. I'm also attending many school boards, city council, parks and recreation, candidate forums as possible. Yes, I'm currently reading the Anti-Communist Manifesto, and as soon as I'm done, I'll be reading the Clay Travis book, American Playbook. I'm kidding. I'm sure Clay's book is fine. Is it as good as my book? Well, it's like I was texting Clay the other day. You can't help. There's nothing you can do when you're competing with perfection, right? So there's nothing really Clay could do to compete with the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Is Clay's book, American Playbook, is it really good? Yes, obviously it's really good. Can it compete with perfection? No, of course it can't. What, Chris? Chris, did you know about the Anti-Communist Manifesto? I forgot to tell you and Michael this yesterday. Oh, I'm excited. So we got a message. So many of you have bought the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com, by the way. So many of you have bought it that it's been on every bestseller list out there, except for the New York Times, and of course, because they hated it so much. Fourth best-selling book in the country, and they kept it off the bestseller list. That's great. They're printing new books. They had to print more because you bought all the other ones. New ones are going to say national bestseller on the front. How sick is that? National bestseller. Suck it, Clay. You suck. What, Chris? It's fine. It's fine. I mean, I'm rooting for him. Good for Clay. Rooting for you, Clay. I'm rooting for babies. We're about to talk about hurricanes and inflation, so let's talk about babies before we do that. You know, information is on our side. Remember, the truth is on our side, and that sounds like a corny bumper sticker, doesn't it? Something you'd learn in nursery rhymes. But when it comes to abortion, the truth is on our side. It is a life. It's not a clump of cells. It's not a choice. It's a life. It's a living human being. Women don't know that, though, because they're trapped in a system full of lies. Men, too, where every part of the system tells them it's nothing, just kill it. It's nothing, kill it. It's nothing, just a clump of cells, kill it. Preborn's on a mission to bring the truth. The truth that can be found through a simple ultrasound. It doesn't take a miracle. All it takes is an ultrasound. That mother, they give an ultrasound for free to a mother who's about to have an abortion. And she will hear the heartbeat, and almost every time she chooses life when she hears it, because she knows in that moment she's been lied to and she's actually a mom. And your $28 is what buys it. Look, if you want to fund their whole network, maybe you're well off. It's all tax deductible. $5,000 funds the whole network. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's deal with Nikki Haley and Mitt Romney.
I, too, am worried about the domestic situation and inflation. I mean, Republicans and Democrats have spent like drunken sailors, and the Americans are paying the price for it at the grocery store and at the gas station. But keep in mind, less than 5% of our defense budget has gone to Ukraine.
Being able to take an amount which equals, what, about 5% of our military budget, about actually less than 5% of our military budget each year to help the Ukrainians is about the best national defense spending I think we've ever done.
I hate these people. And here's why. It's actually not about Russia, Ukraine. That's not the reason why I hate them. And maybe this is just a function of having been in government too long. I don't know. I've never been in government, so I don't know. I hate how they talk about your money and my money as if it's nothing. They speak about it as if they have no respect for it whatsoever. That they can just, well, no, I'll blow it on this and I'll blow it on that. It's just this percentage and that percentage. It's not your freaking money, you scumbag. You didn't earn that money. We earned that money. That is the equivalent to you working all day long today for a paycheck. And at the end of the day, the boss plunks $100 in front of you. Thanks for your work today, Bob. Good work. Proud of you. And Nikki Haley comes in at that point in time with $100 on there and says, hey, got to take 20 of that. 20 of that goes to me. I'm in the government. And you just watch Nikki Haley take your 20 off the top. And so now you have $80 left. But it's not that. It's not just that. It's not that. It's that Nikki Haley then, she turns around and says, hey, you want some party poppers and some beer? We got $20. After all, it's only $20, right? $20, guys. Let's get some beer and party time. How disrespectful to the person who just paid for that. Listen to how these people talk about your money like it's nothing.
I, too, am worried about the domestic situation and inflation. I mean, Republicans and Democrats have spent like drunken sailors, and the Americans are paying the price for it at the grocery store and at the gas station. But keep in mind, less than 5% of our defense budget has gone to Ukraine.
Being able to take an amount which equals, what, about 5% of our military budget? But actually less than 5% of our military budget each year to help the Ukrainians is about the best national defense spending I think we've ever done.
They talk about it like it means nothing. Like it's nothing at all. Headline, inflation is still too high to consider cutting interest rates. That's according to Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed. Oh, did you know they're getting ready to jack rates up again because inflation's still going up? Did you know that? All the while these people talk about throwing out, it's not just Ukraine, it's with everything. They just throw it around because it means nothing to them. They have such disrespect for you. Gosh, I friggin' hate it. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, former CB and Middle East deployment experience. I'm turning my anger into action by running for local school board in Nueva Jersey. We need an AC anti-communists on every school board nationwide. We know you are out there. Act now before it's too late. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, and he's right. Anti-communists should be infiltrating school boards across this country. But Jesse, who? You. You're the one. Jesse, I'm currently and will continue to be a precinct committeeman in my Indiana city. In addition to that, I plan on going to any child drag events here as there are many and attempting to organize a protest. I have 5 kids and I am passionate about child abuse. Yes, activism. Love it. Oracle, I wrote before, you made me realize that I can turn my 34 years of stand-up comedy into an anti-commie radio show. It's going well, and thank you for the advice you gave me on the air. My activism plans include remaining at my station and stealing your ideas to wake up my normie neighbors that pinkos are in our midst. Thank you, and keep the ideas flowing. Yours truly, says please don't use his name, and I will not. You keep ripping off every idea you like, all of you. Me and my coworkers have talked so loud, he said activism. Me and my coworkers have talked so loud in the plant trashing communists and have been for years that I'm sure that a few people around us went from normie norms and normas to silently waking up. I know one for sure. I love you guys. so much. Hey, Jesse, I've heard you recommend several times we make sure we have enough ammo on hand. I was wondering what you consider enough. I have 240 rounds of 40 cal, 1,000 rounds of 5.56 for my AR. Is this enough? I don't exactly have a lot of spare money to spend on ammo. Well, you only spend what you can spend, man. All this stuff is within whatever you can do within your means. For me, I only, look, I wait till ammo goes on sale. I have a couple different websites that I go to, and I actually, and I hate email lists. I sign up for email lists to wait and see, hey, when's AR going on sale? When's 9 going on sale? When's this going on sale? When's that going on sale? And I try to buy in bulk for the same reason. But again, only do what you can do. Only do what you can do. That's it. Don't break yourself buying ammo. Look, if you can't get the job done with the first 1,000 rounds, so be it. Me personally, I'd like to have around 100,000 rounds. Now, maybe you're saying, Jesse, that's way over the top. You can't shoot that much. Well, what if I'm having to outfit everybody? I have to make plans to be a warlord in the coming hellscape that's coming in the next 50 years or so. Granted, I'll be dead by then, or so ancient it won't matter, but that'll make me perfect. Why not? Old people seem to lead everything now.
Almost 5 years to the day that five young blacks were killed in Jacksonville 5 years earlier at a store there.
Now let's talk about Idalia? I think it's Idalia, the hurricane. It's getting ready to make landfall in Florida as a hurricane. One. I want to make sure everybody hears this. All of my Florida people, be safe, be smart, follow instructions. Two, as somebody who has lived through more hurricanes and typhoons, the same thing, by the way, it's just on a different part of the globe, more hurricanes and typhoons than I can possibly fathom. I've been through all of them. I've evacuated hotels. I've been through mass flooding. I have. Oh, yeah. You name it, I've done it. I've been through all the hurricanes, horrible ones. Cat 5 to Cat 1, baby. Been through all of them. Let me just tell you something. People who go through hurricanes regularly, they don't get near the panic that people who only watch them on the news go through on their behalf. Do you know what? Look, we get hurricanes all the time down here in Houston. Do you know what everyone does down here to prepare for hurricanes? They gas up their generator and they buy beer. That's what they do. And when the hurricane gets there, as long as you're not in low ground, as long as you don't try to do something stupid like leave your house or get out on the roads when they're flooding and whatnot, that's where you die. You die out on the roads. They close up their house and they go inside and they go to sleep. And they wake up the next day. And then you leave the house and hopefully you're not shaking off a hangover, although that happens certainly down here often. You just start picking up all the debris that's in the yard and you go on about your life. Don't let the fear-loving media treat every single hurricane like it's the end of the world. There are certain circumstances like Katrina where something breaks and it turns into a real disaster area, like Harvey did for Houston when everything was flooded. We were flooded. I couldn't really leave my house. I was all flooded in. All the roads were flooded out. There was nowhere to go. So it can get bad. But for the most part, I have no doubt all my Florida people are going to be just fine. Be smart. Get some gas for the gin, some water. Try not to drink too much beer. Keep your head down. You'll be just fine. Make sure you have your male vitality stack from Chalk. You don't want to end up losing your nerve in the middle of the hurricane. Maybe you're a dude and you're like, wow, the hurricane's coming. I don't care. But then you start to think to yourself, what if I turn into an 8-year-old girl when the hurricane gets here? Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. The wind is blowing. Ah! Well, then you'll know that you haven't been taking enough of your male vitality stack from Chalk every day, every day, every day, 90 days straight. Look, don't stop there. I'm well over a year. I'm at like a year and a half with it now. It's just the difference. Oh my gosh. And how I feel, the difference in my life. You can tell from my energy levels. The difference is amazing, but just take it for 90 straight days. Then you won't be scared of hurricanes anymore. You probably won't be scared of anything anymore. Well, you'll probably be healthy scared of like a semi that's driving to drive you over, but you understand what I mean. Go to choq.com. get on a male vitality stack. Code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions, so get one of those. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget on iTunes to give the show a 5-star rating and subscribe to it and write a review talking about how handsome I am. And don't forget about this horrific communist judge in D.C. Trump is in some serious trouble. D.C. Judge Chutkan claims Trump's attorneys should have prepared a defense, reviewed evidence before he was even charged by the DOJ. She also said yesterday she was being pressed on time frame and what's the time frame and these things. And she compared the stuff they're charging Trump with, she compared it to 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bomber. Now you can cringe, you can scoff, you can yell, that's how she's going to handle this. This is the human being that has thrown the book at every January 6th defendant. So, again, Trump was on with Glenn Beck earlier.
They are serious about trying to put you in prison. Can I ask, will you and can you run a campaign from a jail cell?
Well, I don't think that's ever happening. We have a great case. Every case is a scam. This is just like Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember?
I hope that's to rally the troops, and I genuinely hope that's not something he believes, because these people are serious. All right. FBI has collected DNA profiles for 21 million people. I'm sure the Secret State Police Agency that spent the last few years hunting down school board moms and pro-lifers, I'm certain they're not going to abuse the fact that they have DNA information on 21 million Americans. That's definitely not something they're going to use to come after you, destroy you, crush your freedoms and everything you love. Keep in mind the GOP House of Representatives, they're just about to fund the DOJ that's persecuting Trump, and the FBI that's collecting your DNA, declaring you to be a terrorist, hunting you down at your home and pointing guns in your face. So that's nice. That's lovely. You know what is nice though? MyPillow. MyPillow in their 6-piece towel set. That's what's nice. Big fan. Big fan of getting off in the shower and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, admiring myself. And then I reach over and grab one of the MyPillow towels and I say, you know what this body needs right now? Some all USA cotton to dry it off. And then I stare at myself in the mirror lovingly as I dry myself off with my MyPillow 6-piece towel set, especially because it's on sale. It's normally $79.98, $39.99 right now. Don't get me wrong. I've got a full price body I'm drying off, but I like to get my towel set half off. $39.99. Go. That's 50% in savings. MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Although I will be honest with you, I don't use the washcloths. I'm not a washcloth man. Chris, are you a washcloth man? Michael, do you use washcloths? You do? What? Yeah, I just use soap in my hands. You don't? What do you use? A loofah? Oh my gosh. Hey Chris, that reminds me. We need to get that "Why Are You Gay" soundbite on the soundboard. So what are we replacing? I don't know. What one don't we use very much anymore? You know, no, the crickets. I like the crickets. I think the focus.
But my focus is, I think, just stay focused.
I do use it too much. I use all these too much. Hey, maybe we finally dump the whole Maria Salazar bit.
And,
the long
one. And do you support
one.
A no-fly zone?
Maybe
in
we
Ukraine.
Finally dump that, and we have "Why Are You Gay" on there. We need that for whenever Michael tells us he uses a loofah in the shower. What else, Michael? How many different face washes and things like that do you use in the shower, Michael? because all there is soap in my shower. That's all I need. No, you don't have to say anything about the hair. That's not necessary, jerk.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Proposal aims to make Pittsburgh a sanctuary city for gender-affirming care. I only brought this up. I don't even know why I brought this up. I hate this. I grew up, you remember, right next to Pittsburgh in Toronto, Ohio. In Ohio, but it's right across the Ohio River from Pittsburgh. My grandpa, Grandpa Jack, my dad's dad, was a season ticket holder to the Steelers. If we ever were going to have, you know, we're going to go out to eat somewhere, we would oftentimes go to Pittsburgh. We make the drive to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is my place, and Pittsburgh's such a woke commie dump now, and it freaking breaks my heart. I love you, Pennsylvania. It kills me watching you go. Pro-life activists on trial for FACE Act violation. Yes, remember, we talked about it at the very beginning of the show, how they've identified who the enemies of the state are, and now the CHECA, also known as the FBI, they're out there hunting them down, and this DOJ's throwing them in prison. California is suing to stop schools from outing trans kids to their parents. California is suing to make sure Aiden, Jaden, and Braden can become Tiffany and Amber and Jennifer behind their parents' backs. That's how truly evil some of the states in this country have gotten. Crazy. Jim Jordan hints that House is headed towards Biden impeachment inquiry in September. Whoa, no rush, guys. Biden plans to commemorate 9/11 with a stop in Alaska. That's funny. I was around for 9/11. I do not remember Alaska featuring in a major way in 9/11, but maybe I'm wrong. Chicago journalists robbed by armed suspects while covering city's recent robberies. Remember, Chicago, you voted for this. Afghans who fought in a secret CIA-trained force face legal limbo. The number of people we have done wrong, who we have trained and fought with overseas, it is amazing. China is doing everything it can do to conceal the true extent of its economic turmoil. This is something we don't talk about a lot. They're spending money all over the planet. They devalue their currency on purpose to try to mess with trade and things like that. At the same time, they're doing this huge military spending buildup. Remember, militaries are expensive, always have been, always will be. And we lose sight of the fact that someone has to pay for all of this. China, I hear lots and lots of things that China, they be hurting. FEMA announces $3 billion for building climate change resilience. That is a key pillar of Bidenomics. More of our money. Your money. My money. It's not just Nikki Haley and Mitt Romney and the Republicans. All these people just blow our money. It's friggin' horrible. Whatever. You can email me. Isn't that wonderful? The ability to speak to someone of my stature. What, Chris? You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Only 4 more days with hair. 4 more days. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.